Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The band Red Barat makes a sound they describe as Brooklyn Bhangra, a collision of genres that brings together Punjabi rhythms and New Orleans brass, maybe a bit of New York hip-hop thrown in for good measure. The band has had a busy year playing places as diverse as Bonnaroo, the Paralympic Games in London, and the White House. Their new album, called Shruggy G, is out on January 22nd, but we're getting a preview here in the studio today. Probably the best way to experience this high-octane band. Here's a live performance of the title track from the forthcoming album Shruggy G by the band Red Barat.
One, two, three, four!
Yeah! जानी आ जा नच ले, आ जानी आ जा नच नच, आ जानी आ जा नच ले, आ जानी आ जा नच नच, आ जानी आ जा नच ले, आ जानी आ जा नच नच, आ जानी आ जा नच ले, आ जानी आ जा नच। Can you say oh mama? Can you say oh mama?
That is the band Red Barat, live on Soundcheck, with the title track of their forthcoming album called Shruggy G. I'll introduce you to the full band in a moment. First, meet Sonny Jane. Good to see you again, Sonny.
How you doing, John?
Sonny singing and playing the dal, which is this South Asian barrel drum. So you're singing in three languages. I mean, there's English, what I assume is Punjabi, and then the syllables that drummers use to learn the strokes on the drum, it seems.
Yeah, the bowls, the Hindustani bowls, is what we did at the end, and a little English and a little Hindi in there.
Is it Hindi? Okay.
Yeah. Really, on the record, actually, though, we have a rapper on there, Miwi Lalupa, our bass trumpet player, who was unfortunate, couldn't join us today, but that's what we're doing today.
All right. Well, with you today, let's run down the brass section first. On saxophone, Michael Bomwell. On trumpet, Sonny Singh. The trombone played by Ernest Stewart. And the sousaphone, the tuba-like instrument played by John Altieri. The percussion section, you've met Sonny Jane. Toma Fujiwara behind our drum kit and Rohin Kimani playing still more percussion. And this, I mean, this is a, you know, you see this combination of horns and drums in many cultures around the world. The specific culture, Sonny, that you were drawn to was this kind of Punjabi thing, right? The where Bhangra comes from?
It's a mixture of the Punjabi Bhangra rhythms, but also fused with the colonial marching bands that are present in India since the 18th century. Stuff that I remember going there, seeing my uncles getting married and dhol players showing up, these marching bands showing up and playing music. And so it's looking back at that, culling everything from that sound, but of course putting our Brooklyn sound, our American sound on it with the jazz, the go-go, as you heard in Shruggy G, and, you know,
go-go being the Washington, D.C. kind of funk style.
Yes, 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 indeed, yeah. So it's kind of culling together everything, but at the end of the day, it's like we like to call it Brooklyn Bhangra, you know, because it's a sound that is present in terms of Brooklyn being that bed of just a variety of, like, cultures and sounds kind of mixing together and just kind of springing up, and that's where Red Barat is from.
And ever since the movie Bend It Like Beckham, I mean, the sounds of Bhangra have Punjabi rhythms, you know, people have, in the West have become sort of accustomed to hearing that.
Sure.
There's a kind of a basement bongo. You probably know DJ Rick.
Yeah,
yeah. But this instrument, the dal, so is this is traditionally an outdoor instrument, right?
It is. It's an outdoor instrument that's kind of associated with the harvest season. A lot of bhangra dance moves and music is associated with the folk tradition of harvesting crops. The music is outdoors. It's a joyous celebration. And you know, a lot of those dance moves are kind of incorporating what you'd see the farmers out there doing. So it's very much an outdoor, as you can tell in the studio. Yeah. It's very loud.
Yeah, yeah. Very nice of you to be at least speaking in your indoor voice, Sonny. The name Red Barat, what is a barat?
So a barat is it's that procession that happens in a wedding. Oftentimes you see it in North India. It's really all throughout India. It's almost like the territory bands of the 30s back in America, where there's so many different barat bands and marching bands just found in different cities and locales within India and Pakistan as well. And the barat is the procession that happens when the groom's side is kind of taking off to go meet the bride's side. So it's this big kind of cacophonous sound and dancing and singing, and it's a big celebration.
Mm-hmm. And so you got to witness this as a kid?
Yeah, I was 5 years old when I went to go see my uncle get married. This is my first conscious recollection of India. And I remember going out in the streets and just being wowed by the fact that my cousin was able to get on the horse with my uncle, because typically you have the youngest son is typically on the horse with the groom. And then this band showed up and started playing, and I'm 5 years old, like, what is going on right now? And then about 30 minutes later, a couple dhol players showed up, not even playing with the band, just kind of off on the other side, just jamming out. So, you know, I remember that experience just being five, being young, impressionable, wondering what is going on, how long is this going for? Mom, how long are we walking for? I mean, it went on what seemed for like hours.
But Why can't I be on a horsey too?
Yeah. Exactly.
So this is wedding music. When you formed the band here in the city, was mm-hmm. it still wedding music?
It was coming from that background, but it wasn't intended at all to be an Indian marching band. It wasn't intended at all to be a wedding band. It was intended, you know, essentially I was coming from that jazz background mm-hmm. with electric guitar and saxophone with effects. Like, used to have other groups that I was leading, and I wanted just an acoustic band, just drums and horns that we could take to the streets and play, or we can be on the stage and play. And that was the premise behind it, you know, with the dhol being in there. You know, it was always interesting to me that the dhol is the dance instrument of Punjab, and you find it really throughout Bollywood music and Indian music. And it was curious to me that when fusion typically happens in our Western culture, it's either with tabla or sitar, but hardly, or vocals, you know, but right. hardly with the dhol. So it's, you know, it was really kind of sparked from that idea of, like, I want a big brass sound with just drums and horns.
Mm-hmm. But it is a great sound for a wedding. Have you yes. guys actually done any weddings?
Yeah, yeah, we've done many weddings. When we're back home in Brooklyn, we definitely love to do it. I mean, it's like the beginning of the ceremony, so it's like everyone's decked out, everyone's mm-hmm. smiling, everyone's there to dance. So it's not your typical wedding.
Well, what are
band
you implying? Game. It's the beginning and everyone's smiling. Or what happens at the end? Is it like fisticuffs?
That's happened on occasion, actually. Actually, you know, we've had pennies thrown at the sousaphone too during the barat.
We're listening to the band Red Barat, that's spelled B-A-R-A-A-T. Their new album coming out on January 22nd is called Shruggy G. So Shruggy G is basically a dance. You shrug your shoulders, your ankles.
It's a dance, but also the G, it's not the letter G, but J-I as in respect. Mm-hmm. And so Shruggy G is that kind of mythical character that lives within all of us, you know, that shadow that disappears at night and comes out on the dance floor and everyone's shrugging their shoulders.
Now, the record includes a couple of, like, older songs, mm-hmm. you know, this song Must Kalander, which, mm-hmm. you know, we've heard in this studio sung by Kavali singers yeah. and folk musicians. And there's also a couple of Bollywood tunes as well, in addition to things that you guys have written yourselves.
Absolutely, yeah. We opened up, you were playing that track, Dama the Must Kalander, which features Sonny Singh, you know, singing on that. And it is a very old Sufi traditional song. It's a song that I just became familiar with maybe 6-7 years ago playing with the Sufi rock band Janoon.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I wasn't really familiar with the song before, but obviously it has a history of 200 years, you know, or even more. And,
oh, way
you know,
more, yeah.
Way more.
Yeah.
It's been sung in many formats, many arrangements. But yeah, we have Tenu Leke, it's another Bollywood song. We have a Punjabi typical song called Apna Punjab Hove by Gurdas Mann. And a couple other nice little budgeons in their devotional songs.
Mm-hmm. All on this record called Shruggy G. The band's, I guess this will be your record release party on February 1st at the Bowery Ballroom here in New York. It's been a big year. Bonnaroo, I mentioned the Paralympic Games in London. What were you doing at the White House?
We were jamming out. we were invited to play over there in April for the ASPI, Asian American and Pacific Islanders Initiative. that Clinton had signed back, you know, years ago, went dormant during the Bush years, and Barack Obama reinstated it. And it's essentially looking at how to publicly and philanthropically private funding those communities. So we were invited to go over there and play, and it was wild. You know, we're over there just jamming out, and Secretary of Education, Secretary of Labor, just there dancing in front of us, you know.
Nice. All right. The band is Red Barat, and we're going to hear another song that's coming out on the new record, Shruggy G. This one, this is one of your original compositions.
This is another original. This is written by our percussionist, actually, Rohan, and it's called Burning Instinct.
Okay. Once again, Red Barat, live on Soundcheck.
One, two, three, four.
The band playing live here in our Soundcheck studio, and that song is called Burning Instinct. It's on their forthcoming record, Shruggy G, out on January 22nd. They're playing February 1st at the Bowery Ballroom, but playing for us here in the studio today. Let's move right along to another original tune from the band. It's called Sialkot. Once again, this is Red Barat. Horns and drums of Red Barat, live in the Soundcheck studio with some more of their Brooklyn Bhangra, as they call it. That song's called Sialkot. It comes from their new record, Shruggy G, out on January 22nd. Sonny Jane, what does Sialkot mean?
Sialkot is a city in Punjab. It's now in western Punjab on the Pakistani side. Mm-hmm. But it's actually where my parents are from before partition happened. So lots of stories from when everything was going down in 1947, but it's
drawing upon partition,
that.
Which
yeah.
Your family name is Jane, which is, of course, also a religion. Are you from a family of of that kind of Jains?
I am, yeah. Actually, there are Jain monks, which are called Maharajis in my family. Some of my cousins and my aunts are Jain Maharajis that are known in North India area, but I definitely come from a very religious family.
So vegetarian then?
Vegetarian, even going so more towards veganism in the last year or so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
This just occurred to me. I know this is going to sound like a flip question, but it literally just occurred to me. You play an instrument that has skin, you know, has drum heads made of animal skin, maybe
true.
Goat or whatever.
True.
And Jains are against any kind of violence toward any living thing. So how, I mean, do Jains not normally play these kinds of instruments?
Well, it's not necessarily that. I mean, the main tenet is definitely nonviolence is kind of the underpinning of the religion. But within that, it's to what degree are you going to minimize your impact upon the earth, the ecosystem? You know, there's some Jains that won't eat any root vegetables. Of course, the Maharajis, they wear masks so not to inhale any organisms or bacteria.
Huh.
So there's varying degrees of it. You know, I mean, I grew up eating eggs and baked goods, but there's some Jains that just absolutely won't touch eggs. And, you know, like I'm saying, nowadays I'm trying to side towards a dairy-free and egg-free diet, but there's no essential thing that you can or cannot do. I would say that not eating meat and fish is probably the one tenet of just being vegetarian that qualifies someone to be Jain.
Right. So but here you are with the doll, an instrument that you were without for, I understand, your last European tour. Is that right? You sort of left it in. It's sort of like Yo-Yo Ma leaving the cello in the cab.
You know, it's happened a couple times, actually. Actually,
Yo-Yo only left his cello once in the cab.
Oh, that's right. That's right. It didn't make it on the flight in our first show in France.
So what'd you do?
I put a timbale head together. Actually, this affected me, John, and Toma. Toma's cymbals didn't show up. John's sousaphone didn't show up. My dole didn't show up. And we carried on to the gig. Luckily, we were able to find a sousa for John. We were able to find a backline kit and cymbals for Toma. For me, I just took a floor tom and a timbale, and I kind of set them up. Sonny was able to find a bamboo tree. I'm sorry, I'm blanking right now. I was going to say bansuri tree. Found a bamboo tree right outside the venue. These sticks that I play, these thin sticks, they're made out of bamboo.
Uh-huh.
So he found those. We started carving them out, literally made our sticks and just kind of played the timbale head on the high side and a floor tom for the low side. It was fun.
Nice. Fun, but you're probably not going to be looking forward to doing that again anytime soon. So the gig is February 1st at the Bowery Ballroom, celebrating the release of the new album. The forthcoming record is Shruggy G. It's out on January 22nd. The band is Red Barat. This music's it's a lot of fun. And guys, thank you so much for bringing the fun into our studio today.
Thank you, John.
This is Soundcheck.